The Incubator Farm, a place where aspiring young farmers can learn the business without having to buy their own land, is being planned for 45 acres of former hayfields on the north edge of Rohnert Park. Stephanie Larson, director of the UC Cooperative Extension for Sonoma County, led the team that reviewed potential county-owned properties for that project.
This was a larger property. It had water potential, it had good soil, and it also had the ability to do both grazing and crop production on it. It was a site where we could test the compatibility of agriculture practices with critical habitat, in this case for the California tiger salamander. Other sites lacked water or accessibility or soil type, and this one really covered all the bases.
Known as the Young Amos property, it's owned by the County Ag and Open Space District, designated as a community separator. But as plans for the new farm took shape, including some modest plots of row crops and larger grazing areas, the nearest residents reacted with alarm. They took their concerns to their Rohnert Park City Council, which voted 4-1 a month ago to send a letter to the county expressing their opposition to the project. Mayor Gina Belfort.
The report that was initially given by Ag and Open Space was that there was possibly better sites, that they were going to have to put in quite a bit of fertilizer. There was notification that they were going to go within 3 feet of some of the creeks, yet the county regulation says it has to be 300 feet, not 3 feet. And so we were concerned about runoff that could possibly cause environmental problems with a creek. We were concerned with paving of parking lots, and so there are going to be about 12 buildings that were going to be put in. There's no buildings on that site right now.
Supervisor Shirley Zane, a strong backer of the farm, was not impressed.
I'll have to say that the letter that was sent, there was lots of inaccuracies in there, and we tried to provide as much information as we could. We held two community meetings. Our staff from the Open Space District has answered questions at the city council meeting.
But, she adds, the county is also making an effort to address the visual impact of the farm. Open Space District Executive Director Bill Keene explains the revisions.
Originally, we had been looking at having row crops right there adjacent to Snyder Lane, having that be the active agricultural piece, and then having grazing on the rest of the property. And we're kind of flipping that around and looking at having active agriculture in that upper northwest portion of the property that's off of Hunter Lane, and then having grazing and tiger salamander enhancements happen in that corridor that's between the active agriculture and the housing.
Jake McKenzie, the lone Rohnert Park Council member to vote against sending the letter to the county, is hopeful that these proposed changes will result in a successful compromise.
There have been discussions with the neighbors, and I think a plan laid out which should allow for a lack of disruption next to the houses in that part of Rohnert Park, and at the same time allow for young farmers to perform their operations on the northern part of the property.
Ultimately, the authority to approve, deny, or amend the incubator farm plans lies with the County Board of Supervisors. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.